The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Welcome along to the Irish Racing Podcast on Sunday, May the 14th. I'm Andy Holding, taking a look at a bumper 8-race card at the Curra today. Of course, it's the second day of the new beginning here at the Curra since they've had the refurbishments taking place and the reconstructions all went well yesterday. The ground was decent and we had some good action, as we have here today as well. And we've got plenty of good horses on show, none more so than Acapulco, as she makes her eagerly awaited reappearance for New Connections, of course, since she was with Wesley Ward throughout a two-year-old and three-year-old campaign. So she's definitely the highlight of the day. But we have got some other good races in and amongst the rest of the card, including plenty of good handicaps to get our teeth stuck into. But we begin by taking a look at the two-year-old contest, which begins the programme at 1:55, which is a fillies maiden over 5 furlongs. And all eyes here will no doubt be on Actress from the Aidan O'Brien stable. She made a really pleasing debut when chasing home, arguably the best filly seen out so far this season, either side of the Irish Sea, in the shape of Alpha Centauri, who absolutely charged home for the rampant Jessica Harrington stable, and she looks very much Royal Ascot bound. Actress in second herself, Paul nicely clear of the rest, certainly suggests that she's capable of winning plenty of races as the season progresses. In keeping with a lot of Aidan O'Brien's horses first time out, they tend to need the run, certainly the two-year-olds do anyway, and even though she's dropping back a furlong, I don't see it posing a problem because she did show plenty of pace at the County Kildare venue last time out. So despite being a wild odds on favourite in the first, I think favourite backers shouldn't get too much heat under the collar here in the opening contest.
Race 2.
On to the second race then, which is a 5 furlong handicap, which comes up at 2:25. And it's the first of the very competitive affairs. 21 runners go to post, 7 to 1 the field at time of recording. There's a decent form line that should hopefully provide the winner of this race, and it was the race down in Navan 13 days ago. It was the race won by Miss Power, and if you look back in the field, we have three horses coming out of that race in the shape of Sweetest Taboo, Blair Main and Rattling Jewel, and they all have chances of sorts here. I do like Sweetest Taboo. She's likely to travel like the best horse in this race throughout, but it's just whether she can get the job done over this stiff track, and that's her problem, really. The likes of Navan Nace here at the Curra with stiff uphill climbs just seem to find her out in the latter stage of her races, where stamina becomes an issue. However, I do think she'll be in the first three or four, and I certainly won't put you off an each-way bet or a place-only bet on the Sweetest Taboo. Blair Main, well, she shapes as though she wants definitely stepping up in trip to 6 furlongs. Until he does that, then I can't recommend him at 7-1. Therefore, I'm left with Rattling Jewel as my each-way advice at the prices this morning, round about 12-1 at time of recording. I do think this horse has got a much better chance than his market price suggests, because he got undone by that draw first time out at Nace for a start-off. But if you go back and look at his career record here at Curra over the course and distance, it reads very, really well on paper. Only once has this horse been out of the frame in 6 starts, and that was on heavy ground. And if you look at its last run back in October when finishing fourth behind Primo Uomo, that was a very fast time, and that performance would certainly stand it in good stead here. Dropped in the handicap subsequently, £5 to 73. Nicely drawn in stall 18, with Wayne Lorden on board. I expect Rattling Jewel to certainly run better than 12-1 suggests in race 2.
Race number 3.
On to race 3 then, which is the highlight of the day. It's the listed Soul Power Sprint Stakes. And of course, Acapulco is very much the headline act here. Of course, she was a very good two-year-old, as we all know, won at the Royal Meeting. And she ran in many good races subsequently. She's now switched to, of course, Aidan O'Brien since leaving Wesley Ward. And there's every chance that she'll make into a top-class sprinter this season. However, we just don't know her current well-being. So with that in mind, I suggest that we look elsewhere. for the safety net bet in the shape of Ard Humi and Primo Uomo, who took part in that very good race at Navan last time out behind Washington DC. Of course, has gone into Frank the Form with a tremendous effort in the Palace House Stakes at Newmarket last week. So that form is rock solid. Ard Humi, well, he ran well, as he always does in a race of that nature. And he's got some fantastic form here at the Curragh as well, including that victory over Washington DC back in December. He's a strong traveller. He likes decent ground, which he's going to get today, and he's nicely drawn in the middle. Primo Uomo, well, he also needs no introduction, coming in off the back of several eye-catching performances so far this season. His win at Cork was a very good one on the speed figures, and he did absolutely nothing wrong on his first try into Patton Company last time out behind Washington DC and Ard Humi. There's absolutely nothing between them here. He is nicely drawn in stall 12, if, of course, the runners decide to come over towards the stand side fence. So Gerard O'Leary's charge has got to be on anyone's shortlist, along with Ard Humi, in that 255.
Race 4.
On to the 325 then, which is a rated race over a mile and a half, and what a wide open contest this is as well. Unfortunately, just seven runners go to post, so not much value down the each way route here. I haven't really got much of an opinion here. I'd probably just go with Island Remedy, who ran a really nice race off the back of a 70-day break on its first start for Henry de Bromhead, certainly on the flat anyway. Enterprisingly ridden in the first-time blinkers. She certainly made Zookover, that top-class mare of Dermot Wells, pull out all the stops in the listed Noblesse Stakes at Cork on the 15th of April. And that form certainly should be good enough to allow her to run really well here. One would imagine that Colin Keane, having adopted the same tactics down in Cork, would try and do exactly the same here. Dangers, well, Tandem has to be one of them, following a surprise victory first time out at Tipperary when getting the better of the very strongly fancied Motherland. You certainly have to throw Tipstaff into the equation as well. Very consistent horse last year, rounding off with a good third behind Brendan Bracken, and that kind of level of performance should see Jim Bolger's charge go well here, providing the 211-day break isn't a barrier to success. So quite a wide-open race, as I said, there for that 325. But the selection is Island Remedy, who hopefully can see it out again from the front.
Race 5.
On to the 355 then, which looks a very competitive mile and a quarter maiden contest here for the fillies. And Dubalina is the one I'd side with here, despite her tricky draw in stall 16. Her first two performances in her career have been very commendable, particularly on the speed figures. She bumped into a very nice horse called Angel Island from the Fozzie Stack Stable first time out in heavy ground at Cork, and then backed that up with another positive display, despite getting beat at a very well-backed even money favourite. Unfortunately, on that occasion, she bumped into Alluringly, who we know ran really well behind Enable the other day at Chester. So that form looks absolutely rock solid. She's got some good numbers, like I say, attached to her name. And with the experience under her belt as well, I'd expect Dermot Wells' Dubalina to be very hard to beat there in race number 5.
Race number 6.
On to the 425. Once again, we've got a very competitive handicap facing us here, with lots of fancied horses going to post, none more so than Bay Hill and Shannon Soul, who'll come here off the back of back-to-back victories on their latest performances, particularly Shannon Soul. He's in remarkably good order at the moment, and his strong finishing nature should set him up for a decent run here, of course, if he stays the extra 2 furlongs. The one I quite like, however, at a price, is Cash in Mind from the Des Donovan Stable. Out of its depth on its first start, four new connections back in April, when only eighth behind Tandem. This horse ran a good deal better last time out in more realistic company down in Clonmel the other day. But the feature of that race was the very strongly run nature of it and the wide margin victory of Elm Grove, who quite clearly improved out of all recognition. But I do like the way this Cash in Mind stayed on from the back of the field to be never near a third. And even though it got beaten 9 lengths, his time figure in finishing that position certainly would give him a decent chance of upsetting the apple cart and outrunning his odds this morning around about 12-1. So Cash in Mind, if he can run to that level he did last time out, it looks a decent each way bet there in race 6.
Race 7.
On to race number 7 then, which is the penultimate contest. It's a three-year-old race, for three-year-olds conditions race, which brings together a small but select field. The one I quite like here is Irish Correspondent from the Mickey Halford Stable. rather against the grain from one of Mickey's, this horse managed to win first time out. So you'd certainly suggest you'd have to upgrade that kind of performance. And indeed, the horse that finished third to it, So You Thought, that day at Leopardstown, has gone on to frank the form. And I do like this way this horse powered to victory in the latter stages, staying on very strongly from an uncompromising position, turning into the home straight. So hopefully with that run under his belt and likely improvement to come, I'd expect Irish Correspondent to justify his position in the market there in the penultimate contest.
And the final race.
On to the final race then, the 5.25, and it's a mile handicap and a tricky one at that as well, around about 6-1 the field at time of recording. Now, obviously the draw is going to play a significant role here because they do race on the round track here, or they certainly come from the intersection, which means that jockeys will definitely be trying to pan a course out in the home straight to work out where the best ground is. So obviously just keep an eye on the racing early on in the day to see whether jockeys are migrating down the middle or staying on the far side. Hopefully it won't have too much of an effect, and the chances of Not a Whisper from Saul 16 are obviously worth monitoring, because she would have an amazingly good chance here just on the bare bones of her recent form. She was a good six behind Prove the Point first time out, went into the notebook there as being quite unlucky, and she justified a huge weight of support in her direction when winning quite comfortably at Tipperary last time out. Pat Mullen, who gets a leg over here, gets on really well with Aidan Howard's charge, and I don't expect this stiff mile to be any of an inconvenience today. In fact, I actually think it'll help her because she's always looked as though she wants a little bit further than a mile based on her overall profile. So Not a Whisper, fairly confident there of running a big race in the final contest. Thanks very much for listening to this edition then of the Irish Racing Podcast. Please do tune in tomorrow when we're taking a look at Killarney's 8-race bumper national hunt card. So until then, it's goodbye for me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.